WJTL Fest coming up May 17th. It's featuring a lot of people, including who we just heard, Natalie Lane, with her tune Fragile. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, February 18th, 7:22 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Weather-wise, today it's going to be a mostly sunny and breezy day, high of 25. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 11. And Wednesday, looking partly sunny, high of 28. Right now, we're seeing 16 in Mannheim, York, Harrisburg, and Lancaster.
And our very special guest this morning is the executive director of the Potter's House, Robert Schoonover. Robert, I am pronouncing your last name correctly, right?
Oh, yeah, that's close.
Okay, absolutely. I love it, man. Hey, Robert, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us all about what you are doing at the Potter's House.
Well, the Potter's House, I guess I think the best story I think lately was what I put in the newsletter, which is great. A lot of times people focus on the overwhelming problems, but it's great just to see the light of Christ. And I was sitting in my office and there was a lot of commotion. I wasn't quite sure what was going on. And a guy came out waving his hands. I ran out into the kitchen and he's like, did we do it right? And I'm like, what happened? And they led a guy through the salvation prayer. And I was like, well, I think it might be more like laying down your life, but that is a great step, you know, to get somebody there.
Yeah.
And they were so excited and awe of what God was doing. And then I walked around a corner and another guy came back from his trauma healing session and he was crying with tears about just laying down some forgiveness and resentment he had with his family and just restoration with his father. I come out the next door and another guy's there just repenting, saying he was like harboring unforgiveness, he had a bad attitude, unthankful. And when I get to see stuff like that and see how God is really moving, I think sometimes we don't realize that God is always moving. He has not stopped changing lives.
Wow.
And that is what the beauty of what we do is all about.
Amen. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, addiction recovery, I mean, that's heavy. And it's probably cool to see when the recovery happens. But captivity to destiny, that's your vision statement. Tell us a little bit about that. Where did that come from?
Well, a lot of people come in there broken and hurt and have a lot of chains and a lot of bondage and a lot of oppression. And they're not fully walking in their liberty in Christ Jesus or their identity or their purpose. So, like, our purpose at Potter's House is not just to get people free from addiction and drugs, but to get people free from sin and death and to really become a mature son of God and walk in the fullness that they were created and to be the image of Jesus, really, at the end of the day. But to start that process and get them walking more strong, more mature, more full. You know, the recovery and the breaking free of the addiction is one part of it, but the restoration into what they were created for is a whole nother.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, there's a few ways that our listeners can get involved. So one way, you guys are filling up fast. You started at what, one house? And
yeah,
how many are you up to now?
We're up to seven. We have seven different buildings
that's
now.
That's amazing.
We have, I think, 31 men right now.
Wow.
We have three women.
Wow.
So
wow.
We do have a male and a female house. So.
Okay, but you're in need of more space.
We are in need of more space. We have a couple beds in the women's house if anybody needs any help. I mean, we are open door, but yeah, yep, we have nowhere to go. So we have a three-month program in phase one, and our second phase is a six-month. So everything's full right now. So we're looking to rent a building, purchase a building, but we definitely need more space.
Okay, but if someone has an inside scoop, where can they reach you?
Yeah.
Website, email?
Yeah, my email address is roberts@pottershousepa.org. They could start there and we could post it on the website here.
Okay, very cool. And you also have a banquet coming out that people can get involved in. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have a banquet with some delicious food at Shady Maple. I mean, it has great food, so I'd encourage everybody to come. That is March 13th. It is at 6 p.m. The doors open, 6:30 we start. And it's a great time to come and hear about the ministry, hear testimonies, see like firsthand the men and women that their lives are being changed by God. You'll hear testimonies. It'll be a great time. We're going to honor Lloyd Hoover, who was the founder, and kind of have a passing of the baton for the next generation and the future. So I would love to have everybody come.
That's cool.
And you don't have to necessarily pay money to come. So if you're interested coming and get on our website, get on the link for the banquet, and just you'll have to hit the one link sending a check, but you don't necessarily have to send a check. It'll come to us and we'll get you a seat.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. And if folks want to learn more about the banquet, get a little bit more information, they can find that at your website as well?
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Yep. And just Google the Potter's House PA.
And then they'll see it. So that's the PottersHouseLancaster.com, or you can reach out to Robert at roberts@PottersHousePA.org. It's the Shady Maple Banquet Center, the spring banquet for the Potter's House. Reservations are required by February 28th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, visit them online, thepottershouselancaster.com. Robert, it was such a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have a great rest of your day. We're heading back to the music. Here's Mercy Me, their new tune, Oh Death, right here, FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.